back. I was born
bold. Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Gorgeous day. The sun's out. The free competitions are all done and dusted. You pack away the boots, Wispy, and you go and dust off your cricket bat and your pads. You give them a bit of a wipe down and away you go. And we're lucky yesterday they announced the schedule. There was some dispute about or debate as to whether or not the Indians could get here and quarantine and all those sorts of issues. Well, they've been sorted out and the schedule was put down yesterday. And it's great. We can start to get excited about the Aussies taking on the might of India. And it is a great thrill and honour always when we speak to this man, Greg Chappell, about the upcoming summer and some exciting talent that is on the horizon. And it's a good morning to you, Greg. Thanks for giving us some time.
G'day, Gary. Hi, Tim.
G'day, Greg.
Great to talk to you. Were you concerned at any stage that we might not get this summer cricket underway with the Indians?
Oh, a little bit of concern, but I've always had the hope anyway that something would be sorted out, and it's great that it is, because this is really the bout of the heavyweights, I think, at the moment.
Are they the best two test playing teams with England, I guess, would be the other one in the world at the moment?
Yeah, I think they are. I think I'd put them both slightly ahead of England, although England, very good bowling attack. I don't think England's batting's as strong as ours or India's, so I would, this is the world championship for me.
Have you been impressed with the way that the Australian team's been able to regather themselves after the controversies in recent times?
Yeah, I have been. I think it's a great credit to everyone involved, not only on the field, but off the field. I think a lot of work was done behind the scenes to make sure it came together. And, I think Tim Payne and Justin have to take a lot of the credit on the ground. But each and every one of the individuals, I think, has done a terrific job.
I'm not sure whether you caught the test, the documentary, which gave us an unbelievable behind-the-scenes insight. I mean, when you watch that, was that familiar to you, given how much cricket and touring you did, or have things changed a fair bit?
Oh, it's familiar because, I've been around the scene still up until recent times, but it has changed a lot from our touring days. I mean, we didn't have anywhere near the support staff that is around these days, but the pressures and the challenges of touring has always been there, and I think the AFL boys have found that this year.
Yeah,
being away from your own bed, away from your home, your friends, your support systems, it's a hell of a challenge. And the cricket guys do it every year for the best part of 10 months of the year. Even when they're at home, they're not at home. They're travelling around Australia for much of the summer, so. It's one of the reasons why, it's not just about talent. The guys, there's not many that can cope with that sort of lifestyle and the stresses that it brings.
Greg, there's nothing we love more on the horizon than a young talent in sport in this country. We've got one. Everybody's talking about this young kid over in WA, Cameron Green. From your experience, what's the best way to handle somebody who's a prodigious young talent?
Yeah, it's a good question, Tim, because they're all different, of course. Again, it comes back to the personality and the temperament and all of those things. There's a lot more to it than just the physical talent. And, Cameron's got all of that in front of him. It's one thing to largely play out of your home base, but to then be thrown into an environment where, it's pretty tough. You're away from all of those support systems. So, yeah, it is exciting. This kid can play. He's a serious talent. I think he's the best batting talent I've seen since Ricky Ponting.
What?
He's got something special in that he's 6'7" tall. We haven't seen anyone of that size, dominate from a batting point of view. And the kid can bowl, so it's a real challenge. And one of the issues with Cameron is that his bowling is so attractive that the danger is, and the danger has been, that people would get carried away with that and bowl him until the point that he broke. Well, he's already broken once. We've just got to be so careful, because batting talent like this doesn't come along very often, and we've got to make sure he gets through as a batsman.
That's enormous praise from you, that he has the potential to be as good as Ricky Ponting. So what you're saying is, though, that you would be playing him as a specialist batsman. Yes, is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's a top six batsman through and through. He thinks of himself as a batsman, and that's the important thing. His bowling is a bonus. He didn't even, bowling has not been on his radar for most of his life. It's just that at 6'7" and bowling at 140 plus, he frightens the bejesus out of people, and and that gets coaches and everybody excited about him. But, the thing that I saw a few years ago was that this kid can bat, and like very few people, we have to make sure that he gets the batting that he needs. And I think that's finally showing up now. Western Australia are batting him in the top six, and they realise what he can do with the bat. What we want to see from an Australian point of view is him batting, post-Smith, batting at 3 or 4, bowling maybe 10, 12 overs in innings max, and being able to make a difference there. He could win us the next Ashes if he can get a little bit of experience between now and then. Just he's got that ability and that presence. I think it's exciting. And, you said it, we all get excited about a new talent. I'm excited because you don't see batting talent like this very often.
At 6'7", he's a big young man. We often see the best batsman in the world more.
Not even a ruckman these days, Tim.
No, he's just a midfielder, Greg. Often the great batsmen are sort of more compact. Does he remind you of anyone from years gone by?
It's hard to compare him because I haven't seen anyone of that size. I can go back to probably Clyde Lloyd at 6'3", 6'4". At his in his peak, was probably one of the taller batsmen. There are some benefits being that tall, but there are some drawbacks as well. I mean, I used to joke with Bruce Laird, one of our opening batsmen over years ago. Stumpy was probably 5'6" at best. And I said, mate, it's easy for you to play the short ball because most of it's going over your head. The short ball's hitting me in the chest. You can imagine what Cameron's going to have to deal with. It's going to be a challenge for him. He's got huge levers, and it takes a lot of coordination to get that going. But with that comes great reach. I think with his ability, he's going to be able to overcome the challenges of being 6'7", because we haven't seen anyone of that size.
With Greg Chappell, who's talking about our great talent on the rise or on the horizon in Cameron Green. You've been the national talent manager for a long time, national selector. You know talent better than anyone in the world, possibly. Yeah, and I read an article where you said it only took you, when you're watching him, to see him play a couple of shots and you thought, gee, this is something special. So what is it? What are you looking for when you see talent like this?
Well, I think you're looking for things that are not necessarily the obvious things, but from a batting point of view, you want to see somebody who's picking up length. I mean, if they're going forward to the right ones and they're going back to the right ones, that's important. It shows that they're at least seeing the ball out of the hand well. Then their ability to be able to score runs in as wide a range as possible, both sides of the wicket, obviously. And that against the better bowlers, they can score runs, or in difficult conditions, they can score runs from the less than good balls, not just bad balls, but if a bowler makes a slight mistake, they punish it. And, Cameron does that. He hits gaps. He's not playing shots and hitting them to the field all the time. He's got that sort of inherent talent, I suppose, of being able to just get the ball into gaps and score. Because as you go up, the higher you go up, the less scoring opportunities you get. So if you can't score off their less than good balls, you're really going to struggle. And, the shot that always gets my attention is the straight drive. I used to love Ricky Ponting coming out to bat. And if in the first over or so he hit one crashing straight back past the bowler, it's the biggest statement you can make as a batsman. And I saw Cameron play a couple of straight drives up here at the National Cricket Centre at a training camp, and I thought that's special. Not many people can play that shot as well as the Pontings, and Cameron has that ability.
I know our top six is pretty settled, Head at 5 and Matthew Wade at 6, but from what I'm hearing, he's gonna put some enormous pressure on those two. So when can you see him making his Test debut?
Oh, mate, I think you've got to make room for him now.
Straight away.
You know, it's a bit tough, mate. You don't leave players in the VFL to find out, you know, how to play in the AFL. You get them in and you play them at the AFL level, and you play them against the best players in the best teams to find out what it's like. Cameron needs to find that out now. He's shown that he's got what it takes to play at the, you know, the Sheffield Shield first class level. We now need to give him the chance to learn what it takes to play at the next level.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And Will Pekoski's the other one that's sitting in the wings as well. Are you a big fan of his?
Yes, I am. I think he's equally a very special talent. He's obviously had some challenges with his concussions, and he needs just to get his feet again. But I think he's another one that if he can get through those challenges, he and Cameron Green could be, you know, a very good middle order anchors for Australia for a long time to come.
Oh, gee, I want the cricket to start now. Having spoken to you, I can't wait to see Cameron Green and Will Pekoski at some stage don the baggy green. Hey, it's great to talk to you, Greg. It's always a great thrill for us. So we look forward to the summer ahead, and take care.
Thanks, Gary. Cheers, Tim.
Thanks, Greg.
The great Greg Chappell, who I shared a wonderful partnership with down in Tasmania one day, and I didn't even ask you about it. With Charlie.
He was dripping with respect for me during that interview. Dripping with respect.
Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started. When you're battered with someone for a long time out in the middle, whisper, you don't need to worry about respect. It's just there.
He just texted me. He wants the conversation to continue by the looks, I think. So enjoyed it.